It's lunchtime with the oldies, heard everywhere across this country of ours. It's sponsored by the Sugar Shack at 132 South High in Hillsboro. You got a sweet tooth. The Sugar Shack is a place you gotta visit. Getting us going on this Wednesday edition of Lunchtime with the Oldies, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons going back to 1975. Who loves you, pretty baby? On the air.
Miss a day. This is that award-winning barrister. That'd be attorney for those of you who think that Santa Claus uses chimney stretches to get down the chimney. I'll sue you.
He doesn't?
What?
Santa used chimney stretches to get down some skinny chimneys.
Show Miss a day if it helps you get through the night. Yes, he does.
Phew, thanks.
It's what I do. Don't mention it.
Well, what can I do for you today, Al?
Well, I'll be trying to decide whether or not to take a, shall we say, sensitive case that I believe could go either way.
How so?
Well, this couple, I'll refer to them as Mr. and Mrs. Brown, they had two sons. One they named Trouble, and the second one they named None of Your Business.
That's an odd choice for names.
You don't know the half of it, Miss Aday. One day the two boys are playing hide-and-seek out in the city streets. Mind Your Own Business counted to 100 while Trouble hid. After counting to 100, Mind Your Own Business began looking for his brother. He looked behind trash cans, under cars. He looked everywhere. Just then, a policeman approached the boy to inquire about his curious behavior.
Wow.
The police asked the boy his name, and he told the police officer, None of your business. Then the police grabbed him by his arm and said, Are you looking for trouble? And the boy said, Yes. And he arrested him and took him downtown.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and I need to go bail him out. And I was a little short on cash and wondered if you could spot me $25,000 just till payday. I wonder, does that mean that he'll think about it? Hello? Hello?
What's your name? I have seen you before. What's your name? May I walk you to your door? It's so hard to find a personality with charms like yours for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. What's your name? Is it Mary or Sue? What's your name? Do I stand a chance with you? It's so hard to find a personality with charms like yours for me. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. I stood on this corner waiting for you to come along, so my heart could feel satisfied. So please let me be your number one. Under the moon, under the stars, and under the sun. Oh, what's your name? What's your name? Is it Mary? Stand a chance with you. It's so hard to find a personality with charms like yours for me. Ooh wee, ooh wee, ooh wee. What's your name? What's your name? Shoo-ba-doo-ba-ba-da.
Lunchtime with the Oldies on Herb Day Radio continues, now brought to you by the Sugar Shack in Hillsboro. Silence is Golden is a song that was recorded by American vocal group The Four Seasons. It was co-written by group producer Bob Crewe and group member Bob Gaudio. Well, the British band The Tremolos later recorded a sound-alike version using the same arrangement as Frankie Valli and The Four Seasons, which reached the top position in the UK singles chart in May of 1967, where it stayed for 3 weeks. Epic Records released the single, which reached number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the United States in that same year, 1967. The British group, The Tremolos, Silence is Golden, on Lunchtime with the Oldies.
See some.
Pass me the salt there, would you, Eustace?
Sure, Cletus, but I gotta ask you, are bugs good to eat?
Well, little buddy, that's a rather disgusting topic for lunch, don't you think? Can't it wait until later? Why would you ask something like that anyway?
Well, there was a bug in your soup, but never mind, it's gone now.
Oh, Eustace!
Didn't mean to disturb you, Cletus. Bon appetit.
I won't forget this, Eustace.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo, but it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away.
Open 937-661-6110. Something you'd like to hear on this or a future edition of Lunchtime with the Oldies, get your requests in, or you can drop us an email at herbdayradio@yahoo.com.
Let's take a lunch and go down under the boardwalk now on Herb Day Radio. Lunchtime with the oldies.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk.
You're on the air.
Well, Herb Day, the man, the myth, the legend.
I don't know about all that.
Well, I agree, but you wrote this, not me.
Don't tell people that.
Oh, okay. Now it's okay to lie on the radio. You write the scripts and you make the rules too, I suppose.
Something vexes thee today?
Wow. Listen to his command of the king's language. I guess you're trying out for the Nutcracker Suite over at the Community Playhouse?
No, just conversing with you, sir.
Oh, now it's sir.
Well,
being one of the dearly departed, I get the opportunity to tune into conversations a living human being may not be able to hear.
Really?
Well, yes. Just the other day, I overheard a telephone call from a somewhat elderly woman who was calling her husband, who was on the drive home. And she said to him, "Herman, be careful. I just saw on the news where some maniac driver is driving the wrong way on Route 280, and I wanted you to be careful." Herman said, "Yeah, I know, but it's not just one. They're all driving the wrong way." Well, hello? I think we've been disconnected. Hello? Hello?
You got the money, clothes, a kind.